Hi there, it's me, Mangalam Malu from CNBC TV 18, telling you all that you need to know for trade ahead of this Friday session. Well, for starters, overnight we averted a crude crisis. Remember, we saw a big rally in crude as the US blamed Iran for the attack on two oil tankers in Oman. However, that rally has been sold into. So, well, we've managed a close shave out there. But the SGX Nifty, however, indicates a start at around 20 points lower from yesterday's close. Yesterday, remember, was a volatile day. The second half, markets recovered. In fact, the Nifty and the Sensex recovered about 100 and 300 points respectively. The Nifty Bank as well recovered about 350 points. And that was primarily the reason why we ended flat in yesterday's trading session. Perhaps it could also be on account of the fact that it was weekly options expiry and the markers were playing out, because the Nifty's low yesterday was 11,817, which more or less coincided with the maximum open interest at the put level, which was 11,800. The maximum open interest at the call level was around 12,000. So, of course, the street was hoping that the markets expire around that 11,900 mark, and that is exactly what took place, making straddle riders eat a lot of premium. But the next big trigger for the markets are just 20 days away. We have the union budget, and up until then there would be a fair amount of consultations and news pieces coming in with regards to what is expected. However, a big significant move up until the budget seems unlikely, and that was also reflected in the fact that Nifty maximum open interest for the June series moved from 12,500 call to 12,000. So that's telling you that there is limited upside, and 12,000 could perhaps be a bit of a barrier. The deeper malaise, however, lies in the fact that the mid-cap index has been underperforming. In fact, over the last five trading sessions, the Nifty has seen, or not just the Nifty, the NSE and the BSE have seen more stocks declining than advancing. In fact, yesterday we had nearly two stocks in the red for one in the green, as was the case on June 12th and was the case on June 10th as well. The FII flows are thinning. In fact, over the last five trading sessions, we've seen the FIIs pull out nearly 1,000 crores in terms of cash markets, and purchases have been muted as well, reflected around that 100 to 170 odd crore rupees in the green. Stocks in pain, we've had a lot of them. Yes Bank, IndusInd Bank, anything that reeks of some sort of trouble. DHFL, after gaining in the previous trading session yesterday, went back to its losing ways, ended about 10% lower. Jet Airways, there is serious trouble out there. Despite efforts to resuscitate that airline, the stock was down 18% yesterday. India Bulls Housing Finance is one of the stocks that I'll be watching out for today, primarily because it was higher by 18% from the lows yesterday after the plea against the company was withdrawn. Still lower by about 5% from the start of this week. Let's see if there is more or not. At the lower level, however, we have a strong support coming in at the 20-day moving average, which is 11,829. So let's see whether that holds or not. But suffice to say, for the near term, 12,000 seems like a formidable barrier. In terms of stocks to watch out for, oil marketing companies will be in focus as the crude rally has gotten sold into. Brent is currently trading around that $61, $61.5 per barrel. HDFC and Gru Finance will also be in focus. HDFC will sell 4.2% stake in Gru Finance today. Floor price is set at 290 rupees per share. Wockhardt will also be in focus. Seems like a big stock in the green today, as the company has received 043 observations from the US FDA for its bioequivalence center in Aurangabad. Hexaware will make an important corporate announcement today at 11 a.m., so the street will be attuned to that. Federal Bank and Canara Bank are seeking fundraise. Federal Bank will raise about 5,000 crores on June 20th, while Canara Bank has floated a request for proposal for merchant bankers for its QIP issue. Trent as well will be in focus, will raise or consider proposal for raising funds on June 18th. And finally, keep an eye out on SEAT, slightly smaller non-core investment made in e-fleet systems to the tune of 4 crore rupees.